Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's begin our meeting with Jesus by praying our prayer of consecration. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, In Christ We Are One Body. And our passage is from Romans 12, verses 5 and 10. Hear the word of the Lord. So in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Consider this. As our children were growing up, we had a saying in our home, friends will come and go, but family is forever. When a minor scrap would break out between siblings, as one sometimes did, or friendships would get in the way of sibling relationships, as they sometimes did, we would come back to this principle time and time again. We also worked hard to guide our children never to speak ill of their siblings. Words create worlds, it's been said. And we wanted them to create a good story in their own minds and in the minds of their siblings about their most precious and lasting relationships. After all, we are family. We have now had the privilege of watching a beautiful reality play out. Our grown children love one another deeply. I often think about the phrase, family is forever, when I read today's passage from Romans chapter 12, especially verse 5. Paul is resonating with the teaching of Jesus in John 17:20-23 about the family of God and the purity of our relationships with one another. In a very real way, family members belong to one another. We are like one body caring for itself. Our actions impact the others in our circle of love, and real care should be taken to serve one another, given our integration with the lives of the others. Paul, seeing Christ as the head of the body, a metaphor he found quite useful, affirmed Jesus as the leader of our family. Ephesians 4:15. Just as my children are in me as their father, and I am in them as my children, in a similar way we as the church are in Christ, and he is in us. And that is where union with Christ meets real-world application. The bond of love between family members has primacy in all our relational interactions. As a friend once put it, we fight for love. Therefore, if my brother or sister is in pain, then I am in pain. We fight for love. It's a family thing. If a family member of another political perspective or ethnic background is in pain, then I am in pain. We fight for love. It's a family thing. It is only in this identifying with and honoring of our family members that real healing can occur in churches or society. Family is the paradigm that will bring the healing in the body of Christ that we all desire. I simply cannot allow my disagreement with a family member to compromise my love for them or stop me from taking actions that serve and honor them even in the midst of disagreement or misalignment. We can be truthful and loving at the same time. In fact, we must. We are in Christ together. It's a family thing. Here we must take a deep breath and quite honestly grow up in Christ. It's not easy, but it's necessary. Jesus in you and Jesus in me means we do not abruptly leave those with whom we disagree without pursuing reconciliation, though we are honest in the process. Jesus in you and Jesus in me means that we do not talk behind backs, dehumanize people in response to a newscast or social media post, or laugh when someone falls hard. We belong to Jesus, and we belong to one another. Union with Christ reminds us of this irrepressible truth. Family love can be costly, but it is the welcome cost that comes with union with Christ and union with his people. Jesus prayed that all of them, us, may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. John 17:21. Belonging to one another and living out that membership in one another is the primary evidence that we are actually in union with Jesus as a community. Come, Lord Jesus, help us be one. Paul puts it this way later in his letter: be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Putting our union with Christ and one another ahead of our most firmly held opinions, valuing being loving more than being right, we can become one. Followers of Jesus are one family in union with Christ. In this reality lie the seeds of our healing. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. I recognize today that being in union with you means being in union with those who are in the covenant family of God. I resist the impulse to place my opinions before my love, to place my views before my care. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Have you ever experienced belonging to another brother or sister who didn't share your personal views? If so, what was that like? And how has it impacted you? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.